another entertaining home game for the fans to enjoy. What did you make of today's win?
Yeah, I thought it was a good performance. I thought half-time could have been out of sight, to be honest with you, really on the front foot. And we know good teams like Exeter are going to come back at us, which they did. Scored with their first real opportunity of the game. They'll be a little bit aggrieved and feel unfortunate for the set piece that they gave and then didn't. I understand that. But for me, I thought the better team actually won on the day. I thought my lads put in a good performance. So, pleased with them.
That first half display, was that as impressive as you've seen your side play this season?
Every week, last three games at home, haven't you? You'll have spells in games where I think now we're having more of those spells in games where we're on the front foot and our football's a little bit more fluid, but that don't happen overnight, like I kept saying at the beginning of the season. So it's about relationships on pitches and players having an understanding over a period of time. I think if you look through the success this football club's had, and most football clubs, to be honest with you, you're a very, very lucky man in this day and age when you don't spend the money as we don't to let it hit the ground running straight away. So it is an ongoing project, this football club. I'm sure my fans are bored of me saying that, but I'm hoping they can see one, two bits, certainly over the second half of the season so far, that they can be pleased with. I think they can be pleased with the effort and desire for most of the season. Now we're trying to get them better and keep getting them better and keep getting that mentality of winning football games, which isn't easy to get to. We've had it before through the course of the season and lost it again. Lost the fans again over certain bad runs. Now we've picked them back up again, and we've got to keep looking to work. There's plenty of work to be done and look to improve.
You touched on it there. I suppose we've got to talk about the free kick. The 1-1 sent into the box. Took a long time for the referee to make a decision. Your opposite number, Matt Taylor, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'd be aggrieved. I'm not going to see it. I'd be aggrieved if I was Matt. You understand that. It's a passionate game. But I think over the two games, it's been really entertaining games against Exeter. I think they're a fantastic team. I think he's doing a fantastic job. But I thought my team was the better team today over the 95-minute performance, and I'm as honest as I come. I think I'm honest. You lot tell me different. Sometimes I tell you little lies as well, but never mind. Yeah. But it's a good win for us, a real good win against a top team.
For Elijah, who's been very impressive in recent weeks, to come off the bench for 90 minutes and get two more goals, his seventh and eighth of the season, in the right place at the right time again.
Yeah, very good. I think I've got, Lavery, Gordon and Adebayo. They're coming into their own a little bit. The form of the second half, let's say, the second half of the season's been pretty good and pretty consistent, and we keep working with those players. Sometimes players will play other than others. Probably people are looking and saying Adebayo was unfortunate not to be in the starting team, but they don't know he's been injured for a week, do they? Mm-hmm. So he come on. Lavery, I thought, did great. Normally finishes them opportunities, but certainly did well with his play. And Addy came on when the games died down a little bit, because we've got to protect him a little bit through his ankle that he turned over last week.
It was a very good, clever header though to get you ahead though, wasn't it?
Yeah, great ball by Cam Norman, stepped it up, great cross at the back, and it was a good header back to where it come from. I think he's been watching my videos.
How much is this formation helping Rory Holden at the moment?
Yeah, well, listen, we're always a flexible player and we're a flexible team, and I think you've got to be adaptable. I mean, you look at Exeter there at the end, they had to go to a 3-5-2. I think that's why they'll be in the top three, because they have that adaptability to be able to change through a course. I think I've got the players that can do that now as well in certain areas if we need to do, which is important. But that's an understanding of playing together for a number of games and the squad getting to know each other over a course of a season.
That's three straight home games here in Northampton, Vale and Exeter. That's 7 points. That must really encourage you.
Yeah, but we've got to keep working away. We're pleased. Pleased the fans are getting behind us. Thank them for the support again. We just know there's a hell of a lot of work to be done. And through the course of this football club of trying to get it back to where it's been before. It's an ongoing issue, but we enjoy tonight.
One final question from me. You had a pair of 30-somethings in your defensive midfield today. Don't seem a lot because of injury, I suppose, Sinclair and Guthrie. And they were a great shield, very effective.
Yeah. No, I went with that midfield. Sinclair's getting his fitness levels back sharp. Kinsella's been excellent. Sharon, who comes in, is a dog. So I've got good options to have, and I pick games, and it just makes a chance me standing in here and you guys not tearing me new one because I changed the team so much. Yeah. Clarkie come in, Sads has been excellent. Sometimes you get it right as a manager, sometimes you don't. Today, I thought the lads did great.
Yeah. With Elijah, it probably came at a good time having that rest last week then, because he obviously would have missed that game if he was.
Hey, you're right, Liam. You're on the tone. Yes. He was. He was ruled out. He did his ankle last Friday. Mm. Just caught one at the end of the toe, which was painful. So he sees down pretty well. He had a very, very light session Thursday. Mm. He's also Friday done a little bit more, but still felt it a little bit. I just thought it was too much of a risk. for him to potentially start the game, especially when Lennon and Avery's on form as well, to be honest with you. Like saying, my three strikers are on form.
And he showed a bit of heart then, hasn't he? Which is something you want from your players. Oh, yeah,
I've got to learn, yeah, but it's development players that are trying to learn. You know, you try every tactic to get them to be consistent and working away, but, you know, there's... It's that mentality thing, isn't it, of day in, day out. I thought the training over the, you know, certainly last week so far, we made it very, 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 very competitive in training, and I thought the lads took that into the performance today.
And Cam Norman in for Shea Facey, was that a tactical reason bringing him in?
No, he had an hamstring problem, so we'd worked with him all day. Shea was in the team, to be honest with you, but phoned him with an hamstring complaint this season. But Norman, to be fair, good competition, been playing well himself recently, so Shea Facey, so it's a nice bit of competition at right back.
And just finally, Randall Williams for Exeter's a particularly dangerous player, but in the first half I thought the defence did really well to shut him out. So is it the case that shutting Exeter down, who are a good side, as you say?
They've got all, you know, they've got good players, haven't they? They're up there fighting for automatic, so they've got good players, good manager, like I say. I speak very highly of them. I think it's a fantastic football club that's done it right over the years. Yo-yoed a little bit from League One, League Two, but do things right, spend what they can. A bit similar to ourselves, to be honest with you, very similar to ourselves, and that's what we're trying to build, that platform that can get us success.
No,
some of the one-touch football in the first half, some of the pattern play. I mean, you can tell, and not just today, but against Northampton and Port Vale as well. You know, you can see the team gelling and pressing.
Yeah, I'm hoping so, but it's a key to your clog sometimes with Danny Guthrie. Does that make sense? Yeah. So it becomes a key to your clog, and he's missed a lot of games this season, and it's been hard to get him fit, but he has that knack and quality that gets you playing. Okay, so I think we can all agree when Danny Guthrie's in our team, he's a good player. Now we're trying to turn Alfie Bates into these sort of players, Sam Perry into these sort of players. Does that make sense? But they're not quite ready or near the level Danny Guthrie, as you'd expect. So it's just working away. You know, he's a proper, what I call, intelligent footballer that sees the areas on the pitch where he can play the ball and can hurt teams with a quality. And, you know, we've got a good few weeks of training into him now, and he's getting fitter by the day.
Those three games that I mentioned, Northampton, Port Vale, Exeter, that's three teams that are up there in the top seven or eight, and you've been as good, if not better than them. Do you wish the season was better, five games longer?
Oh, no. We just keep going, you know, we just keep going and get many people behind what we're trying to do, but I don't get carried away. Like I said, boys, just build a winning mentality over a continuous period. It's very difficult at football clubs, and that's what we're aiming to do, and try and do that. But now we enjoy tonight, but then we focus on Macclesfield away next week. You didn't know that, Macclesfield away, did you?
just finally, you've had, you know, big rebuild when you've come here.
Yeah.
I guess you want to avoid as big a rebuild in the summer as you can. You want it to be small tweaks.
Yeah, but you got to adapt as a manager, haven't you? That's what you got to do. I think when I first came to the club, a lot of things was said. I obviously had quite a bit of success as a manager, but you know, I had a year at Rovers as assistant manager, so I was able to assess the squad for that year. Do you understand me? So I could change the changes that I need to change. Then we got continuality, working hard on the training pitch. You know, not being to demands of other things, keeping the squad together. And the conference team, 60% made the top 10 of League One. And I think at football clubs, that's what you're trying to do. And then each time, each window, you're trying to tweak along. But it's always difficult, isn't it? Because when players are performing, they're always going to interest other players.